Saturday night, the Vermont legislature adjourned despite Governor Phil Scott's promise to veto the just-passed budget and property tax bills. Late Tuesday, the governor sent a letter to the House Speaker and Senate pro tem, notifying them that a special session would begin next Wednesday, May 23rd. During a conversation earlier Tuesday, Senate pro tem Tim Ash, a progressive Democrat, expressed strong disagreement with the governor's recent actions.
Our budget passed 29-0, so the most conservative members of the Senate and the most liberal believed that the budget was a good one that they could support. The tax bill was co-authored and voted for by the Senate's most conservative member, and a majority of the Republicans in the Senate voted for it. So this is an unusual situation. We have overwhelmingly broad support for budget and tax bills, but we have a governor whose administration has been so disengaged all year, just like last year, and they seem to be ruling by veto threats. And so the legislature can't get in the head of our current governor who somehow finds fault with these bills enjoying massive support, not only from the legislature, but from the public. So I think the governor wanted to veto these bills. I think for him, he's establishing some kind of credibility with a certain segment of the population by standing strong on his veto threats. And I think he probably wishes he could back out of it, but now he can't because he said he'd veto the bills before they were even written. And so I think we knew he wanted to veto them.
Tim Ash, the governor is saying the budget and property tax bill do raise taxes and fees, and he's holding to his no taxes, no fees promise. Do those bills actually do that?
Well, the budget certainly does not. No one can understand what the governor is talking about as it regards to the budget. It grows slower than his own budget. It restores some of the quite awful cuts he was proposing. There are no fees in it. And so the governor on that one, we're at a loss. And behind the scenes in the state house, Republicans, Democrats, administration officials, lobbyists, no one can understand what the governor's talking about on the budget. On the property tax bill, as a result of school districts coming in with budgets that were far lower in additional spending than had been anticipated, we were able to draw it down all the way to about 2.5 cents. And the governor, I think, wishes he could go back and veto individual school budgets. There's no other explanation for it. The legislature isn't the one who voted for those school budgets. It's the people of Vermont. So really, what the governor is doing, he's not vetoing the actions of the legislature so much as he's vetoing the actions of local voters.
Where do you think his last-minute proposal, for the second time he did it last year, plays in?
Well, everyone knew that this was probably coming. The administration's tactic is to be disengaged, wait till the last second, and then float a grand proposal when they know the clock has already run out. The governor is not doing anything beyond what the legislature has suggested. The difference is what the governor proposes to do is to trick voters this year by taking one-time money to the tune of $58 million, which in Vermont is real money, and artificially lowering tax rates for 1 year. Then what will happen is next year, taxpayers are going to face the music. They're going to have to come up with $58 million to patch this accounting gimmick. What the legislature has done is said, let the tax rate float to the place it needs to be to pay for our school budgets. Take the one-time money and use it to spend down our pension obligations, which over time would save $100 million. And about that, there is no dispute. Our state treasurer stands behind that number, as do we.
Tim Ash, you sound extremely exasperated by that situation.
I would feel differently if we had highly partisan votes in the Senate and in the House. But in this case, the only odd party out here appears to be the governor. So we throw our hands up and say, what is the problem here? And the problem seems to be that this governor, instead of being engaged, interacting with the legislature from day one, issues veto threats on day one, sits out the process, and then waits till the end to score whatever political points he perceives are to be gained here.
Normally, when a special session is called in a situation like this, you anticipate that leadership will be meeting prior to the rank and file coming in for the actual special session. Do you think anything will be accomplished between leadership in the interim, considering what you've just said?
We're very sensitive to not appearing that just a handful of people are making decisions which affect the entire state. So we'll be bringing in a whole number of legislators so that they're all at the table making the decisions. I do not want closed doors discussions with this administration. Their so-called proposals have been basically debunked, not only by education professionals, tax professionals, their own administration officials. So we won't negotiate against a false spreadsheet that the administration wheeled out in the 24th hour. What we will do is figure out if the administration has realistic goals that we can achieve together. But so far, other than sort of political sloganeering, we haven't seen anything. So as I say, these are unprecedented times. In decades that I've followed the Vermont legislature and the Vermont governor and other observers, no one has ever seen such cavalier use of the fifth floor.
An extended interview in which Vermont Senate Pro Tem Tim Ash discusses bills passed by the Vermont legislature this session is available at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.